Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, today we're going to talk about that tendency that we have sometimes when we're trying something new and we're trying to accomplish something that we see as challenging, and we tend to say, man, it's hard.
When I first read this, my first thought was, you know, when you're sitting with students, mm-hmm. or in our case, patients, and you say, well, you know, you have to do this, and
right.
Yeah, but it's so hard.
Yep.
I say, it was so hard.
Right.
And I was like, well, of course it's hard. You know, anything worth doing is hard. But then, it's not like it's hard, so I don't want to do it.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And I like the way that he kind of differentiates hard from challenging.
Right.
And so that we're going to kind of talk about that a little bit today. So the name of this column is Stop Saying It's Hard Because It's Really Not.
Right.
And it's written by Jeff Goins, and it was published in Medium.
Medium,
which is quickly becoming one of our favorite,
it's become our favorite,
favorite sites. Mm-hmm. And so here he talks about...
I love this. He said, this stuff is hard.
Yeah, he starts out by, with a list of things that are hard.
Yeah.
And he's, I like it.
Their
parenthetical phrases in no particular order. All
right? Right.
So,
right.
And the first one is childbirth.
Childbirth is hard.
And again, the parenthetical phrase... I've been told.
Right. That's right.
He hasn't experienced it himself, but let's put this as the first one.
I like to tell my wife there's nothing to it. It's easy.
I'm sure she loves that.
Yeah, right.
And you
wonder
why.
Problem. I didn't have any problem with that. Yeah, that's right.
And you wonder why. No, I could imagine you talking to her saying, you know, you're right, childbirth was really hard. You kept yelling at me,
right.
And you know, I was so frustrated, I didn't know what to do.
Really, it was very difficult for me.
That's right.
To just be,
all
I could do was watch, it was so hard.
I couldn't sleep because...
Right, that's right. You kept waking me up at night, you know, when you went to the bathroom.
So he does list out some things here that really are hard.
Right.
Parenting
is hard.
Childbirth. Dealing with loss and pain associated with injustice,
right.
You know, and I like this last one, being born in an era or time or in a place where you just don't have access to the things that we have here, or fighting tyranny.
If you were born in a different culture where you had to be afraid, mm-hmm. or you were a persecuted minority, I mean, imagine. I mean, that would be difficult.
But coming... You know, to the point where you can start your own business.
Right.
That's not hard.
Right.
There's just steps you have to take.
And you say it might be challenging,
might
be difficult. Okay, but it's not hard.
Right. So he goes, here's a list of things that are not hard.
Right.
It's not hard to write 500 words a day for those of you who want to be writers.
I love that because we constantly tell people, if you want to write, start writing.
Right.
You know, don't talk about wanting to be a writer. Go write.
Right. It's not hard, and I'm going to add to the list, it's not hard to find 30 minutes to walk every day.
That's
it's not hard to, you know, do a Google search and find out what it takes to start a business. It's not hard to do these things.
Right.
There's steps, and yes, you have to sometimes find your way.
Right.
But it's not hard.
Right.
Because we use that phraseology, that terminology to excuse ourselves from not doing it.
Right. And sometimes we don't say it out loud.
Right.
Sometimes we have that lack of self-efficacy that we talked about yesterday, that we have this feeling that we can't, that it's just too difficult for us to accomplish.
Right.
It's not too difficult for us. I think last week or the week before we talked about when we say you have the ability, we're not saying you have the intellectual ability.
Right.
We're saying that if you really want to do this, I'm confident that you have the skills that you're going to find a way to do it.
Okay? Right. Yeah. So here, and we get into that when he talks about facing reality.
Yeah.
Is it scary? Yes. Maybe.
I love that he puts this, that he adds this, because absolutely it is. Okay, let's face reality. You know, that, you know, can you really do this? Yes, you can. But we understand, too, that the reality is, yes, it's very scary to do these things.
Right. So it's going to be anxiety provoking.
Right.
Will there be failure?
Absolutely.
You bet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, there's going to be failure.
Mm-hmm.
But is it hard? No. It's because, again, when we use that word, what we're trying to do is is explain why.
Right.
Or remember the other week that we talked about, and you mentioned this in Saturday's podcast, where we were talking about if you have to ask somebody else,
right,
then the right. answer should be no.
That's right.
Well, it's sort of the same thing here, where what you're doing is you're looking for that possible escape hatch because you're not really committed to it. If you say that something is too hard,
that's right.
What you're looking for is that way to mm-hmm. sort of excuse yourself out of it so you don't really have to accomplish it. So you're probably not really committed to it.
That's right.
And mm-hmm. and that in and of itself is going to really limit
right.
what you accomplish.
Yeah, it sets you, remember we talked about commitment versus mm-hmm. interest. And if you say, well, it's too hard, you're not going to commit.
Right.
If you think it's too hard. Yeah. So you limit yourself with this vocabulary.
Right, mm-hmm. right. So what we need to do, and as he promotes here, right. is that you need to recognize the opportunities, the resources that are available
That's
to
right.
you.
That's right.
And take those resources to push through the obstacles that you have in your way, because there mm-hmm. may be obstacles, absolutely. Right. But to push through those obstacles to find your way to the success you're looking for.
Right. That's right.
Instead, you know, of instead of saying it's too hard or, mm-hmm. you know, seeing that, oh, I got to do this, then I have to do that, then right. I have to go over there, then I have to go over that. We see that and we allow that to turn our motivation down.
Right.
And it prevents us from really doing what we want to do.
When we first, you and I did this 10 or 12 years ago, when we and we had no idea mm-hmm. how to start it, okay?
Right.
And
the practice.
And when we first looked at it, mm-hmm. it looked sort of overwhelming.
Yeah.
But then when we did one step at a time, you know, mm-hmm. you have to get the county license and a city license. Mm-hmm. If you look at the whole picture, you say, it's just too difficult.
Right.
It's numerous steps.
Right.
But it's not too hard.
Right.
I mean, each step is pretty easy.
I mean,
it wasn't beyond our capacity to go to the courthouse to get right. a license.
Right.
I mean, the yeah. average 14 or 15-year-old could do that.
That's right. It still makes me... You think about... And I think that's the difference that we're trying to emphasize here. It is frustrating.
Right.
It is perhaps sometimes overwhelming.
It's absolutely frustrating. Because you're going to get people who give you the wrong information.
Right.
Or you have to go back and do it again.
Right.
You know, yeah, it's frustrating.
Yeah. And you fill out this form, but it was supposed
right.
to be that form. And
right.
you know, yes, it's aggravating sometimes.
Right.
And there are obstacles. But mm-hmm. again, if you are determined and committed,
right.
because it's something that you really want to do,
right.
don't refer to it as being too hard.
Right.
If you are trying something and you're referring to it as being too hard, mm-hmm. then it's probably a sign that you're not on the path that right. you're really wanting to be on.
You know, I hear you read stories about people who want to go to medical school, okay, mm-hmm. and they don't get accepted.
Mm-hmm.
So do you quit? No. They go get a master's degree. Mm-hmm. Better preparation, more preparation, or they work in a laboratory,
right.
more preparation. Or I know a man who he was a football player in college,
mm-hmm.
and but he wanted to go to medical school too. But because of his football schedule, didn't get the grades that he really needed. He applied to medical school, didn't get into an American medical school. So he went to medical school in the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
He had to learn French,
mm-hmm.
okay, but he went to school in the Netherlands. Came back here to the U.S. and did a residency, so he was well-trained. I mean, there's
yeah.
nothing wrong with his training. But he found a way,
right.
you know, that okay, this way didn't work, but he found a way.
Right.
It wasn't too hard. He just had to find a different way.
Absolutely. So again, the short and long message here
right.
is when you, it kind of pulls together a number of things that we talked about last week and as well as in yesterday's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
When you have the self-efficacy, meaning you have the belief in yourself, you have
right.
the belief that you can accomplish what it is mm-hmm. that you're seeking to accomplish,
right.
and you have the commitment to accomplish that goal,
right.
that plan, you won't find yourself using the phrase, it's too hard.
Right.
You won't find yourself even thinking about the process
mm-hmm.
in that way.
Mm-hmm.
You will be thinking about it as in terms of obstacles and challenges and all of which are things that you can overcome.
That's right. And because when you say that it's too hard, what you're saying, it is too hard for me to do.
Right.
That's probably not true.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if you are committed to it being true, maybe the goals that you're setting are right. not in line with your real passion.
But people will tell you that.
Right.
You know, if you shouldn't go to medical school, you'll have enough information mm-hmm. from enough different people that you'll understand that this goal is not realistic.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But at least you've done everything you need to do mm-hmm. to get to that point.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. So, all right. The link to this article is in the show notes, so right. check that out. It's a quick read, but yeah. good.
Good
and
information.
And what's nice again about Medium is that you can follow these individual writers, right. and you can see the other things that mm-hmm. he's written,
yeah.
Some of which we're very interested in reading. So right. mm-hmm. Check that out. Make sure you're following us on Twitter and iTunes and YouTube and all those good things. We would love for you to write a review or rate us on iTunes, because that just increases our visibility, lets mm-hmm. more people know that we're here and that we are doing this. Check out our Patreon page, patreon.com/TheMentalBreakdown. We've received our first support donation, mm-hmm. which is fantastic.
Yeah.
So we're very excited about that. Check it out. We are really excited to, when you become a patron, you have access to our Discord server.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you and I haven't talked a whole lot about that, but that's okay.
Well, we discussed it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be a great way. I think I've got it just about all set up, but it's a great way for us to communicate with you, so you can ask mm-hmm. us questions, and we have different areas that we can ask and talk about specific questions or specific topics, and so we'll be able to have all kinds of discussions in there as our community grows. So mm-hmm. check out patreon.com/TheMentalBreakdown, and right. any membership or any level of support that you do will get you right into the Discord page, and you will be right mm-hmm. there with us. So
yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
On. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So, all right, that is it for today. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.